It's been more than 40 years since the Vietnamese-American War ended, but its effects are still felt everywhere. At Tu Duc Maternity Hospital, Dr. Phu is a tireless campaigner, making people aware globally of the connection between Agent Orange and children born with deformities. The Peace Village is one of 13 centres she has set up. She believes many of the children in the centres have been affected by Agent Orange, a Defoleon dropped by US forces. Dr. Phu conducted a research study that showed that birth defects in Agent Orange sprayed areas were 3 or 4 times higher than other places. It contains a dangerous chemical called dioxin, and Dr. Phu and many scientists believe it can lead to genetic mutations. Originally created as a weed killer, Agent Orange was used by the American forces to destroy the jungle their enemy used for cover. It contains one of the most toxic forms of dioxin, known as TCDD, making it one of the most dangerous chemicals ever manufactured. Between 1961 and 1971, the US Army dropped millions of gallons of Agent Orange over the Vietnamese jungle. The Vietnam Red Cross estimates those affected by Agent Orange at around 3 million, of whom 150,000 are children with birth defects. Vietnamese doctors are concerned about the fact there are still areas contaminated with dioxin. But where exactly do bats go when they fly out of their roosts at night? Some of the most innovative research is happening in Bulgaria, which has more types of bat than almost anywhere in Europe. These limestone caves are home to 3,000 greater mouse-eared bats. Dr. Stefan Grief and Laura Stussholt are investigating exactly where they go hunting and what insects they eat. At dusk, they assemble a special trap to catch some bats without harming them. Next, they're going to take a bat and attach a sophisticated GPS tag that can track its movements. The tag also contains a tiny microphone to record the sounds of the bat feeding, and from that, they can tell what insects it's eating. But to retrieve all this information, Stefan and Laura need to recapture the bats. Now they're going to seek out one they tagged last night. A single bat amongst 3,000. Back at the research station, Stefan and Laura download the GPS data. They discover the bat flew 22 kilometers non-stop, touched down for 90 minutes in a wheat field to refuel on insects, then returned home to the cave.